Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. I'm the supervisor here. How can I help you?
I am calling about charges to my debit card. The advertisement was completely, it said that there was like this, they were way overstocked on these blenders, and if I would just pay like shipping, that they would send me one. Well, I get on the phone with someone, and they're like, no, this was a sweepstakes that you entered. And after the 30 days, you pay $56.95 so that your chances of winning will be better. I've been charged $121.85 on my debit card. Totally misleading. I did not enter a sweepstakes. I would like a full refund. I mean, this ridiculous. I can't believe I even fell for something like that.
Okay.
Hello?
Verify your shipping address for me.
3330 Red Fox Road, Columbus, North Carolina, 28722.
Thank you. I do see here, this is for our KitchenAid sweepstakes. And yeah, when you're paying the $7.90. Go ahead, ma'am.
It didn't say it was a sweepstakes. It said, okay, maybe there was itty-bitty tiny writing that I failed to read, but it said if we will pay $7.95, they will send me a mixer. It didn't say anything about a sweepstakes. And again, I was, I guess, stupid to fall for it, but I'm not going to pay $121 for nothing.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you, yes, no, it does say that information there on the site, but I can do a 35% refund of the charge for you.
No. Mm-mm. I want a 100% refund. I want it all refunded. You can keep the $7.95, but the other $115, I want it back. There's no way that people are paying $56 a month to be involved in a sweepstakes. That's ridiculous. There's no way people are doing that. You can either refund me 100% or I'm going to report you. I'm not kidding.
Well, if you did report us, ma'am, we do show them the information that is on the site where you do have to check and agree to that. So we do win 99% of our disputes, ma'am, because we don't hide any information.
Okay. Send me. Can I see it? Can I see what I agreed to? Just to see if that's...
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
it is on the site.
What
but
site?
I can... Okay.
I don't even know what site it is. It was on social media. I clicked on the link. I put my debit card information in, and I didn't receive an email or anything stating that I was entered in a sweepstakes.
Okay. Oh, I can do a 50% refund of the charge for you.
Nope, not 50. Mm-mm. Nope, not good enough. I haven't received anything, nothing. Why would I just give you $50-something?
Because that $50-something is for you get a $125 gift card voucher sent to your email also.
I haven't seen one.
This might be. Have you checked your spam junk folder?
Well, it's not like getting my money back. I have to spend that on a certain website, right?
Say that one more time for me, please.
What is the gift card? What is the $125 for? What exactly is that?
It's a gift card. It's a gift voucher you can use on our site to order different products. But what I'll do for you, I'll issue that full refund of that $56.95. It does go back to the count from 3 to 5 business days. And for that pass, $56.95, I can do a 35% refund on that charge for you.
No. Mm-mm. I'm not going to agree to that. I don't want your $125 whatever. You can keep that. I don't want that. I don't want to buy anything on your website.
All right. That has already been sent out, ma'am, twice already.
What's already been sent out?
The voucher for $125.
Well, I haven't gotten it.
Have you checked your spam and junk folder, ma'am?
No, I haven't. But
it might be there, ma'am.
Well, let me check, and then if it's not there, if it is there, I'll send it back to you.
No, ma'am. Sending it back doesn't process anything. If you've already seen it, it's like you're scratching off a gift card. You know, you just can't return it back if it's already been scratched off. You know. But
what is the name that it
would be sent under?
Where
would it come from?
Yeah.
It would be from. Support at trytrueproductsforless.com.
And do you have a date that was emailed to me?
It would have been emailed on October 25th, November 27th. But I can do a 50% refund for that pass charge for you, ma'am. With that full refund already.
Hold on. Okay, on the 25th. I don't see anything in my email. Can you confirm the email address that you have?
Email address that we have on account for you is sstockman8@yahoo.com.
Okay. That's my address, but I'm not receiving any $125 certificates. I don't know who they're getting sent to, but I'm not getting them, and I don't want them. You can refund me the $56.95, and then you can refund me 50% on the other. I'm still going to report you. This is ridiculous. I mean,
report us for what, ma'am?
For being misleading, for hiding information.
We can't hide information if it's on the site. But I'll issue the full refund for you, ma'am. It is, because you have to check and agree to it, ma'am. Agreeing to be 18 years older and agreeing to be charged after.
Where can I go to the website?
On the website is trueproductsforless.com.
Okay.
Are you typing in on Google, ma'am, or are you actually typing in the site?
I mean, I can go through Google. I just typed in True Products for Less.
I was at trueproductsforless.com, so you can pull up the site and see what's going on.
Okay.
But I issued the full refund for you. That goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
True Products. What was it again?
TrueProductsForLess.com.
I'm not getting it off site. I'm just getting review, scam detector, fraudulent website. I'm not, okay. I've got a True Products Marketing. thetrueproducts.com. I'm just not seeing it.
Okay. Well, I issue the refund. Account is canceled, ma'am.
Okay. Well,
goes back to account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
I really appreciate it. I know that I'm being ugly, but you would not want $100 taken out of your checking account either. So I appreciate your help.
No problem, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support. Yeah, we'll put out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.